This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right on here. Can we rewind that, Mr. Harlow? I know, right? Okay. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Anyway, I do appreciate the time. I try to respond during the breaks. I try to respond to people's requests and questions and that kind of stuff. I shouldn't do it because I stink at it. I get lost and I just forget. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly simply being just being involved in the conversation. And I always say this, and I mean it. You need to be involved. You really need to be involved to a point so that we understand, we can see what you're doing. I mean, we can all see how we're coming at things, how we approach things, that kind of stuff. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and being engaged. All right, let's get at it. Because, there's so many stories I try to get through at night. I don't do well at it because I get all excited and then I can't get past it. You know what I'm saying? All right. This one here, I've done this kind of story before. And some of you really need to get these kind of things. Teach them to your grandsons, your granddaughters, right? Your nieces, your nephews, your sons, your daughters. Because seriously, I mean, they're not teaching this stuff, or if they are teaching this stuff in school, right, they're not doing it in totality. They're skipping over some things, or they're making other reasons to why something did or didn't work in the old days. And here's a story. I remember learning this story in the 70s. I didn't do anything with it, because it was like, big whoop, what does this mean? Right? But I don't know if you guys know this. Plymouth and Jamestown rejected socialism. I mean, they tried it. Didn't work out well for them. Right? When you look at what's going on in the world today, what people are looking for, and again, when you think about this, if you think about the John F. Kennedys. Now, Kennedy was a liberal. He hated liberals. He hated the kind of liberals that you see today. What the liberals were looking for today. Part of the reason his speech had in it, ask not what you can do for your country, I mean, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. He had a reason for saying that. He had a reason for wanting that in his speech. Because he saw what was happening, saw what people, the road that people were going down. And then you look at Johnson, who figured out, heck, if I can give people stuff, I can make him my friend. And once I make them my friend, I can get pretty much anything I want from them. But I don't know if you guys remember the story. Some of you may never have even studied the story. Think about it. Right? It said that the casualties of the presidential election back in 2016, right, were the toppling of the Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasty, nullification of the Obama legacy. However, I think that part of the election, I agree with the writer, part of the election of President Trump was a rejection of socialism. Right? If you think about it, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton were the two of the most socialist-leaning, or socialists, period, whichever way you want to makes you feel better, presidential candidates we ever had. And half of America, right, voted for the socialist. Voted for socialists. Socialism. Now, come on, they can't make you feel good. No two presidential candidates have ever been more socialist than those two. I want this to stick with you, Bernie and Hillary. Yet, look at all the excitement they had. Now, I know Trump had a lot, too. Right? What did they campaign for? Keeping Obamacare. Right? Free college. All kinds of free things. You should always have a place to live. The government should supply it for you if you can't do it yourself. Remember Nancy Pelosi? Said you shouldn't let something you shouldn't let something like a job get in the way of your artistic abilities. I still don't know what that means. We shouldn't have to work. I mean, seriously, if I want to be an artist, that's what I'm saying to you. I don't get it. I would love for her. She'd never come on the show, but I'd love for her to come on the show and explain to you what she meant by that. Right? But this is what these people voted for. This is what they were looking for. And yet, the biggest part of this, but they wouldn't care anyway, is they've forgotten our socialist beginnings in this country. And not just our socialist beginnings. Let's go further than that. Right? It's what we've seen across the world, across the globe. You know, the ones that you always hear the real lunatics say, well, it's never really been implemented properly. Communism and socialism never really been implemented properly, and that's why we have the problem we have. Just amazing. Thanksgiving Day, we think of the pilgrims enjoying abundant food, but this was not the real reality. Few will mention the starving times the first year in 1620 when half died of starvation. See, I was taught that back in the 70s. Harvests were not bountiful in that year, and the next two. In the history of the Plymouth Plantation, reported that much was stolen, both by night and day, to alleviate the prevailing condition of hunger. And this feast that took place on the first Thanksgiving? Not quite, what you think. But we'll hit more of that on the other side of the break. We're going to go through this. We're going to learn why socialism has never worked. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I won't get into it now. Right? I mean, I love this. I think this is hilarious. So, I think it's funny that people are losing their jobs, but apparently GM was closing a bunch of plants, or could be closing a bunch of plants, laying off 14,000 people. And I look at that, and I'm starting to think to myself, now you know Trump's going to get the blame for this, right? But what he said, before I even could get it out of my mouth and start thinking about it, Trump comes out and says, such and such, I don't remember the car that he's talking about, but one of the cars is doing poorly, very poorly. What has GM got to offer? Really, what's the new stuff they're coming up with? I looked at the new. I'm not a Cadillac freak, but you know, I'm looking at the new Cadillacs they're coming out with, and they've got the what is it, the XT4, XT5, whatever it is. They've got young people in there. They're talking about technology, but I'm looking at the cars and there's nothing sexy about them. There's nothing really new about them. They look like a smaller version, you know, of the bigger, more expensive, and I guess that's what they're supposed to do. But they don't ride better. They got nice technology, but they don't ride better. So, you know, if people want your... I don't think Ford's closing down. Right? Toyota's doing well. Maybe they've got a secret. Maybe they've got a product that people actually want. What do you think? Just a thought. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. What the heck? Was I talking about the... school that banned the Jesus songs? Is that what I was talking about? I went somewhere else with that one. Yeah, but come back now. Come back to it. Just go for it?
Yes.
Okay. Can they follow, or do I have to start all over? They'll follow? Start over? Really?
You only did a little tiny bit at the end of the
Oh, God. You know, I wish they could keep up. No. We'll come back and do that one in a minute. I want to finish. I was talking about the Plymouth Plantation.
Yes, you were.
See?
All over the place.
I am all over the place. I have lost my mind tonight, but that's good. It's good, because I will finish that other one up. Anyhow. Get back to this, because this is about the socialism. That's what it was. See, on the break, I started answering stuff that people sent me, and I forget what we're talking about. So, all right, so here's the deal. Socialism has been tried, and if these people would understand, if some of the people going into Congress, going into the Senate, I'll tell you what, how about the regular rank and file of Americans? Do you understand that we tried socialism, it didn't work? And then when we implement little bits and pieces of it, parts and pieces, it doesn't work? It just makes it harder. The original Thanksgiving Day, as we talk about, the pilgrims, you know, enjoying an abundant food and all that, that's not really what happened. The first year was dismal, terrible, disgusting. Half the people in the colony died of starvation. Harvests were not bountiful that year. Right? And then for the next two after that, wasn't that great either. Plymouth, according to the writers of the day, right, there was a bunch of laziness and thievery going on. William Bradford, the governor of the colony, writes in the History of Plymouth Plantation, reported that much was stolen both by night and day, with people trying to alleviate their hunger. That whole mythical feast of the first Thanksgiving did fill their bellies, for a short period of time. He said they were grateful, but abundance was anything but common. And why did it happen? Why were they failing so tremendously? You got to read these guys' writings. Stop listening to your professors. It's because they had fallen victim to socialistic philosophy of share the wealth, right? It disincentivized production. I mean, come on, think about this. Why should I work? And they've done these studies over and over again. Why should I work if somebody else is paying my bills? What's the reason behind it? Then suddenly, as though night changed the day, the crop of 1623 was bounteous. And those thereafter as well, this is he's writing, and had nothing to do with the weather. Bradford wrote, instead of famine, now God gave them plenty. And the face of things was changed, and the rejoicing of the hearts of many. They blessed God. He concluded later that any general want or famine had not been amongst them since that day. Now, one variable alone made the difference and ended the three-year famine was they abandoned the notion of government or corporation owning the means. Come on, think about that. Right? Government owning the property, owning the equipment, owning the process, they abandoned that. Right? They went from production and distribution ownership into individual ownership and production. Right? Individual having the property, being responsible to take care of himself. right? Before, no one benefited by working because he received the same compensation as those who did work. So if you didn't work, you got the same amount of food as the ones that did work. Well, why bother? Those who chose not to work basically chose also to be poor. And the government would take care of them. Right? Now the government stepped in and said, you know what, we're not doing it anymore. You don't make food, you don't grow food, you go hungry. And it changed everything. In a relatively short period of time, right, when they switched from socialism, all of a sudden they had food. Right? I mean, if you grow nothing, you can't divide anything. You have nothing to sell. You have nothing to give. You have nothing to trade. And that's okay. When you think about property and prosperity through the ages, it's identified by an unnamed participant as a want of providence, industry, and government, and not the barrenness and the defective country. Captain John Smith is credited with having saved the floundering colony by his no work, no eat. I like that. Really simple. And the work didn't have to be in the field. The work could have been repairing stuff, doing shoes, making glasses, making clothes. Once again, the Virginia Company was the government and was hated for it. Addicted to the promise of getting something for nothing, even if it's always less than promised, the receiving part of the population will always oppose their not getting their fair share. Very true. Sound familiar? Think about it. When the I've sat with Democrats and tried to have this conversation, who really felt in California they send these people up there to tax them even more, and yet I'm sitting with Democrats who are upset because they're being taxed so much for their property. Are they that blind? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy. Earlier, the president at a roundtable event talking about the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they're running up with a child?
In other news, a big bounce back on Wall Street as Cyber Monday shoppers look for bargains online and take advantage of deep discounts and free shipping, which sends retail stocks soaring. Amazon, for example, up 5.3%, the Dow gaining 354 points, the NASDAQ up 142, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I know there's a gazillion other stations you could be watching. There's a gazillion other things you could be doing, but you've chosen this one. And I do appreciate it more than you know. All right? We're talking about socialism. And does socialism really work? I mean, we tried this in this country once before. It didn't work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people sat around on their couches with their channel changers, right, waiting for their food to be delivered. It almost wiped out the colony. But then what happens is somebody with a half a brain, somebody with two brain cells steps in this case was Captain John Smith, because he's credited with having saved the colony. And basically, his policy was really simple. You don't work, you don't eat. Or as he put it, no worky, no eaty. Right? He cut the first government program. Think about it. He was done with it. And when you think about this, when they and they hated it. The ones that were given a lot, the ones that were getting a lot, if you would, they hated this. And the biggest reason they hated it was because now they had to work. They had to work to get some money. I mean, some food. Some get their belly filled. And, you know, we're back to opposing getting their... Think about it. They wanted their fair share for a lack of work. Wasn't that nice of them? So, when you think about socialism, and you think about the U.S., and you hear about these people say, well, it's never been done right. So apparently it's never been done right here, or Cuba, or Argentina. I mean, we go through a whole list of countries that it hasn't worked in. Right? Everything produced by them went into a... See, this is... When this agricultural socialism... Right? They couldn't even truly invest in what they were doing. Now, everything produced by them went into a store, which they had no ownership of. Right? It went into originally, it went into a big silo, if you would, big bucket. Then it was doled out to everybody evenly. You know, I could show up with, 110 bushels of corn and end up with 6 years because nobody else did anything. Colony Secretary Ralph Hammer wrote of incoming prosperity beginning in 1614 after ownership of the land was allowed. You hearing me? The government no longer owned your land. Now you own it, and you had to do something with it. When our people were fed out of the common store and labored jointly together, glad was he who could slip from his labor, in other words, who could hide from his work, or slumber over his tax. He didn't care how or anything. The most honest among them would hardly take so much true pains in a week, as now for themselves they will do in a day, neither cared they for the increase, presuming that however the harvest proposed, the general store would maintain them. In other words, no matter how little was produced or how much was produced, the general store would take care of them. In those days, he went on to write, they didn't reap much corn because there weren't many laborers. Right? And you had three or four people producing for 10 or 12 or 15 people. He went on to write, this Thanksgiving, let us be grateful for the prosperity that we have. Even the poorest among us, Jamestown and Plymouth, set us upon a course that recognized that prosperity requires incentive to flourish. That's right. It won't work if you're sitting around doing nothing. And you see that happen today. You see it with our young people. You see it with our old people. These socialist tendencies, because you've been taking care of them. You've been taking care of them way too long. No more. It really is time to stop. It's time to stop the welfare craziness. I'm not saying you take it away. You've heard me say a million times on the show, so don't twist my words. I'm okay with little help in a time of need. I am not okay with you moving into my living room. You know what I mean? You know, as a country as a whole, when you see the way people vote and what's being voted on and what's being argued, there is a full push for 100%. I'd even say we're heading a little past socialism, almost into communism, where the government's dictating. I mean, literally dictating what you're going to get, when, how, and why. Think about the Affordable Care Act. It's not just socialism where everybody gets taken care of. They're going to dictate what operations you get, which ones you don't get, what you qualify for, what you don't qualify for, where you can have it done, where you can't have it done. If you want to see how the government runs that kind of thing, I know you're tired of hearing it from me, but there's a reality here. Check it out. Right? Check out the VA. We're still losing veterans every day. We still have veterans waiting weeks and months for appointments. You know, it's really funny. We have a whole new... I was thinking about this the other day when I was hearing some people talking, like this Cortez woman and a few others. We have a whole bunch of young people going into Congress, and I mean very young. Young people who have a different philosophy about war and the military and that kind of thing. A different philosophy about older folks. They have no value, really. So if they have no value, if old folks are just getting in the way, if, as we have heard, you know, old white guys are the problem, well, who are the majority of the vets? What's going to happen to them? Who's going to look out for the vets? They're just old people that are in the way. And if you think about what's going on with the VA, you've got people there supposedly to care for our veterans, to try to get them care, and they're still dying in record numbers. And not that Trump hasn't done anything, but you're talking about a behemoth that's so hard to turn, that's so hard to slow down, to speed up, to go down the right road. I don't know how you fix it. I don't pretend to know. But I've always been taught when you're doing something wrong, when something's going wrong, when something's not producing the results, you need to stop it. You can't change the tire on the car till you stop the car, right? I don't get it. I don't get their mindset. When you go back to those days, you know, to Jamestown and Plymouth, and you go see what our early settlers did in this country, what they did to try to feed each other, try to take care of each other. It didn't work. However, I don't know what you would have called. You would have called it giving spirit? We still have a lot of quote-unquote socialism in us, if you would. We still take care of each other. We still have no problem with working with the government and private organizations, if you got a half a heart, and making sure that people have food, a place to live, homeless shelters across the country, food banks across the country. Some of them are private, some of them are public and private partnerships. Right? So it's not like we abandon everybody and cut them off and too bad and let them go die. We don't do that. And like with the violence and what's going on there, and what's going on, you know, on skid rows across the country, it's a mental health issue. We need to fix that too. Right? We can't just let it go. We can't just ignore it and say it's not our problem. And enough with government programs. Because that whole mental health issue, when we have to deal with it, it still costs us money. And one way or the other, it costs us money. Whether it's in the court system or having to arrest these people or doing whatever we do with them. So why not get out in front of it and take care of it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, I will finish up. I will go through the story that's just like a red-hot poker for me. How public schools, some public schools have banned all Christmas songs, and they don't have to. There's no reason for it. Supreme Court's already said, not a problem. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you head up to the website, you're going to see a Patreon button right there. It's a way you become a member, a way you become part of the team, if you would. It's a way you become part of the solution and stay away from the problem, of being the problem, perpetuating the problem. Man, we're going to have a busy week this week, because I can just see it. I can see the news that's breaking. I can see the stuff that's coming down. I can see Pelosi. You know, I think Cortez got a little lesson in politics from Pelosi, because all of a sudden, Ocasio Cortez is a supporter of Pelosi. Interesting how that worked, like, overnight. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everybody.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
To the Girl Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you involved and engaged and part of the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Yes, it's a real number. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of, as they say. You know, seriously, I mean, when you guys converse with each other, right, or converse with me or whatever it is that you're doing, sometimes you learn, you come at it from a different angle. You find out how people come up with or come to what they believe. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's great. You know, and you might find out you're on the same page, as I always say, but you come at it from different angles and you end up in the same place. That's okay, because we have different ways to talk to people. We have different ways to get people involved in a conversation. Speaking of which, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've been through this myself with some public school situations. There are public schools across the country that are banning any kind of mention of Jesus or songs that might allude to Jesus, because, you know, we can't do that. They have a problem with this whole Christmas thing, which I still don't get. I mean, I jokingly say, what do they find offensive? Peace on earth or goodwill towards men? Which one of those is like a really bad thing to have? At Robies Middle School, it's okay to sing about Rudolph and Frosty, but yeah, let's keep Jesus out of the picture. Let's keep Christ out of Christmas. Parents at the Virginia school received an email recently alerting them the Christmas songs mentioned Jesus would no longer be permitted. If that doesn't jingle your bells, I don't know what will, they said. Now, David Allen told television station WWBT that he received an email from the school's choir teacher explaining that the school had, well, they decided to avoid singing anything that was sacred in nature. Now, some people say that Santa Claus is a sacred figure. You're not going to be able to sing Here Comes Santa Claus? Right? When you get to, you know, songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, when they talk about Santa's sleigh, what are you going to do? Some guy's sleigh? Right? When the fat guy in the red suit approached Rudolph and asked him to drive his sleigh or whatever? How are you going to change that? How do you encourage diversity while excluding one major group? I mean major. Is it okay? First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top law firms handling religious liberty cases, said it's permissible under the U.S. Constitution. It is. This is one of those things I told you earlier, where it's been brought to court a half a dozen times. They keep wasting the money of the taxpayer. And the court has ruled each and every time that this is covered under the Constitution. Now, federal courts have upheld the constitutionality of public school holiday programs that include the use of religious music, art, or drama, so long as the material is presented in an objective manner as a tradition part of the culture and not religious. Right? First Liberty attorney Michael Berry wrote in a letter to the Chesterfield County School District, if I was him, what I would have wrote is, hey, you better make this happen or else. It would have been that easy for me. Berry went on to cite several federal court rulings that indicate Joy to the World and Silent Night do not violate the Establishment Clause. But really, putting legal precedent aside, people, throwing all that away, I just don't get it. Throwing all that away, you couldn't have Christmas without Christ, could you? I'm just asking. I mean, how do you do that? How do you have Hanukkah without Moses, without Jews in it? How do you do that? Still got to talk about God some way. What do you do with that? Again, I'm not trying to poke you. I'm not trying to be nasty or mean or anything else like that. I mean, let's talk about some more lunacy. Let's have some fun with some of the crazy stories. The Weather Channel now. It's not going to call them snowmen. Come on, anybody? Anybody? Snow people. That's right. It's, you know, well, we don't want the snowmen to feel bad, right? Oh, the people over at the Weather Channel have been buried in an avalanche of political correctness, right? Mike, I guess it's Siddell. He sent out a tweet. Says, hey, it's the first snow person of the season and the second snowfall in less than a week in New Hampshire. Thanksgiving forecast to be the coldest on record in nearby Boston with a high of 21 degrees. You know, what's really funny is they always say that. I grew up in Boston. They were all cold. We spent them inside. If you were outside, I wonder if we had global warming back then and we just didn't know it, because there were a few Thanksgivings we could play football on the grass. First snow person of the season. I mean, really? And people just ripped him up. I mean, in a tongue-in-cheek funny way, but they just ripped him up, right? How do you know it's a snow person? Perhaps it identifies itself as a snow camel, or maybe a snow frog. Or after Or perhaps it prefers ice crystal instead of snow. You know, you may trigger him. Oh, these people are great. I love these people. One says you should call it an ice bean. being. Similar outrage across the Big Pond after a popular children's television program referred to snow people instead of snowmen. I've heard it all now. CVs have started referring to snowmen as snow people, and women have just been on the radio arguing that it's unacceptable that all snow people are white. Well, some are yellow. Ba-dum-boom-tsh. Thank you. I'll be here the rest of the week, maybe. I'm Joe Messina. You've got to do these stories. They're so dumb. They're so asinine. You have to do these stories. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. If you find crazy stuff like this, I mean really, really nutsoid stuff like this, I want you to send it to me. This is what I love. Somebody said, this is another great one. Anybody know what the fastest growing religion in the country is? Come on, anybody? And I know what some of you are already saying. No, actually, the fastest growing religion is none. That's right. One in four Americans now belong to no religion, right? I mean, church closings all over the place. And it's really funny because you look at this and you say, how does that happen? Are we evolving as a society? If we decided we no longer need God, we no longer need a belief in a higher power? I'll even take this in generic terms. I'm not going to do this in Christian terms. Right? In a local, I guess, yoga place, there are a bunch of people sitting around on mats. This happened in Minneapolis. They're meditating. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a yoga meditation center is what it is. Now, this was being done on a Sunday. But most people are going to church. They included a former Lutheran who left the church because the Bible clashed with science. Former Catholic turned... Now, that's really funny because somebody has to show me where Bible clashes with science. Right? Because if you go with the thought process that science created God, or that science created everything and not that God did, then you're already stepping out on the wrong foot. Sorry for another day. Former Catholic turned off by the concept of hell. Former Baptist uninspired by Sunday services. A young man raised with no religion at all. So think about this. Every one of these viewpoints is about me. Right? I think the Bible clashes with science. I'd like to know specifically what he's talking about. A Catholic who didn't like the concept of hell. Well, who said it was a concept? God said it was real. Baptist uninspired by Sunday services. Well, find a different church. See, those are all excuses to get away from God. Those are all excuses to get out of church. Right? Or, I know what's right for me. God doesn't. I know what's right for me. Let me feed myself the way I think I need to be fed, what I need to do. Together, they represent the biggest force behind the rising number of shuttered churches and empty pews across Minneapolis, or Minnesota in this case. Nearly one in four Americans now declare themselves unaffiliated with any organizational religion. The share of adults who identify as none have more than doubled since the 1990s to 56 million. Let's think about that, right? 56 million Americans out of 350 say that they don't identify with a religion or an organized religion. I'd like to have a more specific question asked, right? The church experience central to many of their parents. It never really took root with the younger people. You know why? I'm going to blame the parents again. Yeah, you're mad at me. Because all you parents ran around when your kids were 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm going to let them figure it out for themselves. I'm going to let them find it on their own. That's a great philosophy. Give them the keys to the car and let them go figure it out on their own. Tell me how that works out for you. Same thing. Set them loose in the kitchen. Hey, kid, feed yourself. I'm sure you can figure it out. One of the most important things in a human's life is a relationship with God. And you guys said, I'll let them figure it out on their own. Isn't that great? I'm Joe Messina, your host. I got to go calm down. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. We'll be here all week. I'm hoping you will, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.